Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Ann Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Ann lives in Miami, and her preaching is entitled, May the Peace of God Guard Us.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say it, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever's true, whatever's honorable, whatever's just, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever's gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will be with you. Today's first reading, drawn from the readings of the Feast of our Dominican brother Martin de Porres, might feel a little Pollyannish for November 3rd, 2020. On a day when many, not just in the U.S., but around the world, sit on pins and needles awaiting the results of the U.S. national election, to be told by our dear friend Paul not to have anxiety seems preposterous. And to be admonished to give thanks without knowing how this shall all turn out feels insulting. Seriously, Paul, have you been living in a cave to think that these are the right words to speak to us today? And yet, I wonder if it would make a difference to know that Paul is writing these words to us from a cave, or at least something very close. He's writing from the dark, dank cell of a prison in Rome where he spends his days and nights chained to rotating guards, awaiting an audience with the Emperor Nero. Perhaps he will be freed. Perhaps he will not. But in this season of his own great unknowing, he wants to tell us about what he's discovered about living life on pins and needles. And yes, strangely, the possibility of peace. Even in that space. His first piece of sage advice is rooted in a line he's often heard from his fellow preachers sharing from the life of Jesus. If we want to look it up today, we could find it in the Gospel of Matthew 6:25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. Paul is recalling Jesus' promise that God knows what we need in terms of the basics of life, and we can trust in God's never-ending attention and care. Our lives, and for Paul, our times, are held in hands bigger than our own, and whatever happens, these are gentle and loving hands. Paul himself has now fallen into those hands, and even though he doesn't know how this is all going to turn out, he has experienced God cupping those hands over his mind and his heart so that his mind and his heart don't go spiraling off along dark and endlessly circular paths, worrying about things that they are not really any longer within Paul's control. He would advise us modern-day Philippians to ask God to guard our hearts and our minds as well, that we may not take in too much of the noise, too much fear. There are things we can do, yes. And then there are things that are now beyond our influence, and it does us no good to focus our energies there. Where should we focus our energies instead? Here's Paul's second piece of sage advice. Choose today and in the coming weeks to focus on what's true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, gracious, in essence, on whatever you find that is good. The Greek that Paul uses here is logizeth. It gets translated into English as to think about, but not in a dreamy fairy tale sort of way. Rather, it means quite practically, quite intentionally, do an account of or take inventory of. Seek out concrete examples of truth, justice, love, grace, and then give your mind and heart over to these things, and you'll find them. You'll always find them. And in doing so, you will always find cause for rejoicing. And if you want to know what that looks like, you need search no further than our Dominican brother, Martin de Porres, again, whose feast we celebrate this day. Martin's childhood was lived in poverty after his white father abandoned his black mother. Overcoming hurdle after hurdle, he first became a barber, at that time more like what we would now know as a doctor. And then, as a Dominican, he became an exceptional administrator and fundraiser, managing and financing a soup kitchen as well as an orphanage. And when pandemic struck in his own time, he ran not only the Dominican infirmary, but helped set up a hospital at his sister's house for the overflow of sick persons. He treated Spanish elites and enslaved persons with the same degree of care and compassion. Martin saw the honor and dignity in each person he encountered, without discrimination for race or class. As someone trusted with taking inventory of the priory's daily needs, Martin also took inventory of what, in Paul's words, was true, pure, just, lovely, gracious, excellent. And he embraced those things with his life. On his feast day, may we find the strength to do the same. And may the peace of God be with us too.